This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. When Amazon announced plans in September to build a second North American headquarters, it set off a mad scramble by cities to woo the world's largest e-commerce company. Dallas-Fort Worth might be a strong contender for what looks to be a massive development. Still, it faces tough competition from a number of other big cities. KERA reporter Christopher Connolly says it's become a huge public competition with a very big prize.
Amazon says this second headquarters will be just as important as their original Seattle headquarters. So with the second site, the company promises up to 50,000 jobs at an average salary of $100,000. They're looking to build up to 8 million square feet of office space over the next decade, so just the construction alone would be a boon. In Seattle, the company says its offices generate about $38 billion a year to the local economy. So yeah, this is the kind of thing that gets city officials, economic development folks, chambers of commerce, people licking their chops.
Okay, Amazon isn't going to build just anywhere, though. So what do they want?
Right. So they're looking for a big city. They're looking for metro areas with more than a million people. They say they want a relatively inexpensive place to build and operate. So that's good for Dallas-Fort Worth. They're also looking for strong schools, a talented workforce, and also good transportation. And that last one might actually ding North Texas.
Why? What makes you say that?
Well, Dallas itself boasts the most miles of light rail in the country. Fort Worth hasn't invested very heavily in transit, and there's not a ton in the suburbs either. According to the Federal Transit Administration, North Texas isn't even in the top 100 metro areas for public transit ridership. That said, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport helps the region's chances. That's because proximity to a major international airport is one of the things that Amazon wants.
In North Texas, many cities are floating the idea that they are the best place for the new headquarters. So who in North Texas is dreaming of landing Amazon?
Right. Dallas and Fort Worth are definitely working for it. But it doesn't stop there. Denton, Grapevine, Irving, a dozen cities all told. Frisco even made a video featuring Mayor Jeff Cheney.
Here in the city of Frisco, we live, work, and play by our motto, Progress in Motion. Frisco is a city that thinks outside the box.
In Dallas, Trinity Groves is looking at, like, a serious contender. That's the area just west of the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. They've got the space and the proximity to amenities and transit. Deep Ellum has also been floated as a potential site. In Fort Worth, city leaders are talking about Panther Island as a good fit for Amazon. That's that huge project just north of downtown. Fort Worth already has a relationship with Amazon. There are fulfillment centers in North Fort Worth and just outside in Hazlet. Plus, the Star Telegram reports that Amazon chief Jeff Bezos' sister lived in Fort Worth in the 90s, and he's said to be a big fan of Joe T. Garcia's salsa.
Huh, who knew? So if Amazon wants to come to North Texas, how would they choose among all these cities?
Right. So here's the thing. In the long run, Amazon wants each metro area to submit just one proposal, which means that they'll have to congeal around one or maybe a couple sites and pitch the Dallas-Fort Worth area as a region by that October 19th deadline.
Lots of positives being mentioned about attracting Amazon. What are the downsides, if there are any, to landing a company like Amazon?
Well, two things. First, Amazon is also looking for a good deal. They want tax breaks, subsidies. Basically, cities and states have to offer up a lot of money and other financial enticements to be attractive. And this is how economic development works these days when it comes to landing these big corporate campuses. And critics say these kinds of mega deals are essentially a race to the bottom that squander public dollars. There's also some potential downside to adding tens of thousands of workers in the middle of a city.
Is that a concern in Seattle?
Yeah, Amazon's been considered mostly a benefit to downtown Seattle, but it's also been credited with creating traffic problems, just getting people to and from. And we're talking about a lot of high-paid workers, which is generally a good thing, but it's also helped lead to skyrocketing housing prices in Seattle.
You know, that sounds familiar here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Exactly. We've already seen a lot of big companies move to North Texas in recent years, and it's helped create this affordable housing crunch here as well.
That's KERA's Christopher Connolly, who covers Fort Worth. Thanks so much, Chris.
Sure thing.